Yo, welcome back to the lab. This is the Toxic Vibes Podcast here with my mans.
Toxic, a.k.a. Bree, putting his pants on two legs at a time because I'm better than all y'all niggas. You know the do-rag daddy. From now on, I'm known as the wave god. You know what it is, my
word,
man.
I feel the vibes. You know what I'm saying? Sitting low-key like the left side of the piano, baby. This is Waterfall Rye.
Splash, splash, drip, drip.
Back again, once again, for another episode. We at 22.
Yeah, man.
Season 2.
Season 2.
And just to change it up a little bit, we got my homeboy here today. We got a guest.
What? Shit, also a part of the what? The Midwest Movement, man? From St. Paul down here in Chicago, man? You know what it is, man.
You know what I mean?
My man. What's up, bro? Who are you?
What's up, man? I'm Tommy D, a.k.a. Drip Skylark, you feel me? We out here in Chicago, getting to it.
Hey, shit, you know what
facts,
it is, man.
Facts. But, and this is crazy because this is like all motherfuckers from Minnesota here in motherfucking Chicago, holding it down for the Midwest.
I keep saying, I lost, I don't know what happened to my Timberwolves t-shirt. I need to get on my Minnesota gear.
Yeah,
that's gonna be my new thing.
And it's crazy because you be rocking a lot of jerseys and shit, whether it's like football or like a basketball jersey or some shit.
All of them.
You always got some kind of sportswear on, but I never seen you with like no Minnesota shit.
Really. Cause I only like Chicago teams.
Yeah,
I was born down here. I lived here till I was 7. You know, and my family it's like Bulls, Bears, Cubs. That's just how that goes.
Yeah, I feel.
So it's like
it's just representing.
But now, when I was in Minnesota growing up, it was always super dope to like do the Chicago thing because it's like everybody's up there with the Minnesota thing. So it's like fuck y'all. But now that I'm here, I'm like nah, man. Like let me
you look like everybody else.
No, because when I see some like whenever I see somebody in like Minnesota shit, it's weird. So yeah. Like, see somebody in a Viking shirt, I'll say something like,
"Hey yo,
hey yo!" Like, cause shit, I was at the restaurant the other day, and this girl came in a Gophers like
oh,
full
word?
Get up.
I never seen that.
She had her like student ID tag, you know. What
oh,
saying?
Okay.
So I was like, "Hey,
you know the vibes,
yeah.
You know the fucking vibes,
yeah." But no, man. How long you been down here, man?
Man, I've been down here for like coming up on like a month and a half. I've been down here.
You caught the pace? It's a different pace, but it's still the same shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's just a little faster, but like everybody's still
I always like
people are more honest here. That's the thing that sucks about Minnesota is you have to I hate a lot when people are in a room together and then as soon as like one person leaves and then everybody like starts talking.
Yeah.
Like starts talking about them. And I'm like, bro, like, he was just right there. Like, why didn't nobody address it? Y'all didn't feel that way when he was sitting right here? Y'all waiting until he left? And then now all y'all have all these feelings and shit? Like, that shit doesn't make sense. No, but that's the best part of it. I love that shit about Chicago. It's like, nah, it's not a lot of that. Yeah. It's not a lot of that. You're not getting out of that.
They're going to tell you what it is right off the bat.
Yeah. And I like that. I just like when people are just honest. Like, because that way we can just solve it. It could be a quick thing, and it's not even a big deal at all. But if nobody brings it up, then how would I know?
Yeah,
facts.
Like I always say to people, like in the first 2 weeks of any type of relationship, you can be friends with somebody, you can be dating somebody, you can be at work, but in the first 2 weeks of any relationship, you're setting boundaries, whether you know it or not. And for the rest of your entire time that you deal with this person, they're gonna keep going off of that. So if you do some shit that I don't like and I don't tell you, like, "Hey, yo, Tommy, please don't do that," you're gonna keep doing it. Like, and then I'm gonna just be mad. Like, that doesn't make much sense. It doesn't make sense at all. But what the fuck were you talking about?
That was really deep.
Chicago.
But yeah. Got in your bag right there,
hey,
boy.
Nah, man. It's just like,
I feel it though. Yeah, no.
Yeah, what's the biggest difference to you, man?
Shit. Well, first of all, it's like, I don't really know, man. It's like, it's a big place. But all the neighborhoods, like all the different neighborhoods, right there. Like you go over a couple blocks, you in this
because
body.
it's so big. Like with the Twin Cities, it's like we do have like different hoods and shit like that.
Yeah.
But you can drive from the east side of St. Paul to the north side of Minneapolis, and it'll take you 45 minutes.
Yeah.
You can't drive from two sides of Chicago. And you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
So it's just so much bigger that like when people come down, they're like, "Oh shit, I'm in Chicago." I'm like, "Well, where are you at?" Cause cause that shit depends.
It really just depends. And also, I don't know, I like to compare it to like 10 times bigger than like Minneapolis. Like if you're in Minneapolis, like in the downtown area, it kind of reminds
our downtown isn't
shit. It reminds me of that, but like
shit compared to
way
Chicago.
Bigger
Chicago's
yeah.
Like it's a real downtown. Cause like in yeah, St. Paul. In St. Paul, yeah. If you're downtown, St. Paul's working. A little mini. You're doing business. Like, there's no, it's no club. There's no hanging out. No parties. It's nothing like
that. If you're hanging out downtown St. Paul,
something wrong.
Yeah. You're posted on Minnesota.
You're a hipster at the farmer's market. Chilling. No, what do they have down there? They do have like a few little hipster bars. It's the Wild got their stadium. No, I was just saying the Wild Stadium.
Oh, yeah, the XL Energy Center right there. Yeah.
Right other than Eagle, that. Eagle Street.
But, yeah, where are you going? Cassettas? Right. Hey, we going to turn up tonight at Cassettas.
Hey, they got that Mickey's Diner, though, pop out down there.
After a drunk night, going to Mickey's.
I was just going to say. If you was trying to get some pussy all night and you couldn't figure it out, stop by Mickey's. See what's up. There's some bitch in there who had the same problem. speaking of women who are having sex. The only reason that we're here is because Eminem had more bars from Mariah Carey. And what, they allegedly had sex? Because she denied it, right? With the warning and all that shit. She was like, oh my God. He said he only beat once, had to put up with her psycho ass for over 6 months.
Damn.
Only spread her legs to let me hit once. What, you don't remember the warning?
Jesus, no.
Eminem, the Mariah Carey diss track, it's legendary. But anyway.
I'm going to go peep that in my own time. I'm going to have to check that out.
Wait, no, we're punching in. We're punching in. All right, we're back, and we're in the future now. So we went on a little run of the past, because apparently y'all didn't know the most important
part. We went to a music video rabbit hole.
This entire beef is the...
No, literally, rabbit hole. We had to dig for this.
Is that Mariah Carey, the song Obsessed, is about Eminem. If you didn't know this, I thought this was common knowledge, but apparently people don't know this. So, for everyone who doesn't know, Obsessed is about Eminem. If you want to pause the podcast right now and watch the Obsessed video, it's Mariah Carey playing Eminem.
Or just reminisce about the song.
The entire thing. And then he releases a song called The Warning, where he disses Mariah Carey, Nick Cannon, all of this. This shit's dead for a while. They kind of just let that shit fly. They got married. They had twins. Love, blessings. All that good shit, right? Yeah. Then, Vlad, of course, of all people, the fucking feds, Vlad TV, does a fucking interview with Nick Cannon. And he just says some shit about Eminem. Nothing like super crazy. Nothing we haven't heard before. You know what I'm saying? Now, Fat Joe has his album come out.
Yes.
Eminem heard the fucking Vlad interviews from a few months ago, obviously had some thoughts on it. So that's the first song that we got right now in the beef.
The Eminem song.
The Eminem, the Fat Joe song, the Eminem verse. What, thoughts, opinions?
I don't have any bars written down, but
if this is the last thing I'm gonna do until I come for you, Nick, or something like what?
Yeah, something like
cut
that.
My balls are too big. I should have warned you that she'll cut your balls off, but that's you, Nick, and he had the you, Nick bar. Bro, this is one of the best Eminem verses I've heard in a long time.
Exactly. I wanted to say Eminem, the same thing. Yeah. And you heard me on the, like, if you're an old listener, then you know that I've always trashed Eminem on this podcast.
We've been slandering Eminem for
Always long. Slammed at Eminem. I even said last year that I'm tired of hearing this man. Like, I'll be fine if Eminem don't do anything music-wise. Like, I'll be completely okay with that. But bro, I gotta give it to him, yo. He actually spit some shit.
Nah, he was cooking.
And I was
that boy. Was
I was
quite,
I was actually kind of impressed. I'm not gonna lie. And we all know M can fucking rap. No doubt about it.
The thing that I have against Eminem is Eminem is just not my jam.
Yeah.
As much as I like Lyrical Miracles, he hasn't done it for me in a while. All homo. I hate when niggas say pause and shit, bro. All homo. But yeah, no, he just hasn't been that guy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what it is? It's a perfect analogy. You like sports?
Yeah.
You know when Jordan was Jordan, and then he retired, and he came back wearing the 4-5, and then he got back to his shit, and then he came back on the Wizards? Eminem has been Wizards Jordan for a few years. Eminem has been Wizards Jordan. It's like, yeah, you're Mike, but...
He's been trying to get back to that 96 Bulls.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, he pulled out a 50-point game on this one. Nah, he was cooking. He was cooking, bro.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even all smoke. He threw a little like slight jabs, little just like see where you at real quick.
Switched up the flow.
Yeah, and then couple started times. Rapping about other shit. He did come back to it. He left and then came back. Like he had a motive, but like it wasn't heavy. It wasn't like he was trying to kill nobody on that shit.
Yeah, and it was dope. And then Nick came back with the Wildin' Out Squad.
The Black Squad. The initiation with Shook Knight was the first one.
Yeah, he was like, "Yo, I'm about to call up the whole Wildin' Out cast. Hey, we got a video."
First things first, Shook Knight is funny. The entire time Shook Knight is talking, I'm trying my best not to fucking crack up laughing. Oh, because the first thing he said is, whatever your name is, I think it's Eminem. You know who the fuck Eminem is. Don't sit here.
That shit's corny. Yeah, yeah.
And whoever you are. just the most popular rapper of all time. He's literally the most famous rapper ever. It's him and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
I think that.
Gotta be.
You could ask your grandma right now. You could ask your grandma right now. I could ask my grandma right now who Snoop Dogg is. They would know. They could point him out. Jay-Z is my favorite rapper. I think the greatest rapper ever. My grandma probably couldn't pick Jay-Z out of a fucking lineup. I would be shocked if my grandma picked Jay-Z out of a fucking lineup. Eminem, I think.
She might guess
it. The white dude. It's the white dude. The crazy white guy. Right. You have emotions towards him. Whether you love him or hate him, they know.
Yeah.
But Snoop Dogg and Eminem, to me, are the two most, like, everybody knows them. You don't have to like them niggas, but who doesn't know Snoop? But we just talked about it on fucking Tuesday.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg's on the fucking NHL game as a commentator and as a player. Like with in the fucking NHL video game. What sense does that make?
Crazy. Yeah. It's funny.
That's
like,
how you know Snoop's out here.
Snoop has a gospel album. He has a reggae album. He has a children's album
about to come out.
Narrator for nature documentaries.
Bro, he's like, chilling.
What
bro.
Is he doing? Cooking show with Martha Stewart.
Yeah, like, oh my God.
Snoop's out here.
Snoop.
It's quick.
Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion. Snoop Lion reincarnated himself with Wiz Khalifa.
And he invented Bow Wow.
He's everybody's uncle. Dog.
Hey, shout out to Uncle Snoop. We should name this Uncle Snoop, and this shit has nothing to do with him.
Yo, it's crazy, like just how the randomness of NHL and yeah,
it's a weird partnership.
It's really crazy.
Or maybe not as weird maybe as he's the like a really big like the Black Squad and Nick Cannon.
Fan, we don't know.
But hey, how do you think Black Squad met Nick Cannon? You think they met through the DMs or some shit like that?
I don't know.
Probably.
You think they was on the block getting it?
No, like, definitely not.
Hey, shit, I like the way that this squad's moving, and they're wearing all black. Let me recruit you, because y'all niggas been wilding out.
Shut up.
Oh, I'm trying to get back to the music. I had to bring us back, bro.
Well, I'm still blown on is how I never knew that obsessed Mariah Carey is about Eminem, and I never heard about that little beef right there between
them.
Bro,
that shit was a thing. Oh, my God.
And the fact that we have played Eminem in the video. Oh my God. Bro, oh, he did say that.
You want to hear some wick whack? I got the same exact tat that's on Nick's back.
Damn.
I'm obsessed now. Oh, gee. Is that supposed to be me in the video with the goatee? Wow, Mariah, didn't expect you to go balls out. Bitch, shut the fuck up! Before I put all them phone calls out you made to my house when you was wilding out before, Nick, when you was on my dick, I give you something to cry about. How many times you fly to my house still trying to count? Better shut your lying mouth. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I went back. I had a moment there.
He was bringing the heat, man.
God damn, bro. Holy shit.
The Black Squad and Shook Knight. Why? Okay.
The crazy part is, like, you know, on the first song.
Yeah. Nick Cannon starts out rapping.
Nick starts rapping. Not anything too crazy. He don't really spit any crazy bars besides, like, I thought it was crazy. I think this was on the other song, though. But he said something about
kill shot from a cannon.
I don't know. It was something like that where he did that shit where he did the guns and, you know, I got hitters and shit like that.
He tried to use his old little Eminem voice.
Yeah, no. The second one, he just all of his bars were Eminem bars.
Yeah.
I like my favorite part about it is when he's like, you know what? I ain't even got to rap. Actually, I'm not gonna rap.
That was that and dumb shit that I hated rap. Eminem for.
And then he proceeds to rap afterwards.
What you did?
How you gonna say I'm not gonna rap? And then immediately after,
that's the same shit that what I killed Eminem for doing that. Hold up, okay, you know what I mean? Wait.
When they were in the garage in the parking lot, that, like, freestyle, the thing is it's orange. You a door hinge with the implore him to support him. Yeah, that shit. That Eminem bag.
Bro, it's just nah,
imagine
bro.
Y'all didn't cut me off when I was dying. Bro. Save me from myself.
I'll let you
bro, that's
you
what
shit
he be doing,
it.
Bro. Let me pay the mortgage if I give more. It's more kids, like four kids. Oh shit, where's the porridge? It's Christmas Eve, and I don't. No, come on, that's what he be saying.
Four gifts.
Thank you. I got four gifts.
Nah, man.
Thank you. And actually, fuck Mariah. I don't forgive.
Yeah, bro.
We could make an Eminem song right now.
Hey, dead ass.
Yo, he was talking about like, how we were talking about how he brought the Wild and Outcast. But not only that, he had battle rappers.
Hey, hold up. Don't you mean that the Black Gang?
The Black Squad. Don't disrespect them.
Squad.
The Black Squad.
Black Squad.
But bro, he had like battle rappers in
we
his
officially
shit.
We officially have a name for this episode now. Yeah, Wilding. No, but no, he put a bunch of the battle rappers on his cast for a while now. It's like they're all on the show.
Yeah, no, and I wasn't even I don't know, bro. I wasn't too crazy about this song. I feel like fucking M shit like killed the two tracks they did.
Yeah,
that's why I feel.
Oh, like. You were just about to say something.
I don't know, I was gonna say, so you were saying that it got brought up because of that, like the Fat Joe thing or whatever. Like,
yeah,
to be honest, like I don't really know what was going on. I've been hearing about the stuff, but I don't know how it started. I thought Nick Cannon just randomly was on some.
Yeah, that's what everybody
shit, like.
Well, you know what's crazy is everybody on Twitter, that's what everybody's talking about. Like, oh my God, why are you dissing Eminem? Mm-hmm. Apparently nobody fucks with Fat Joe. Fat Joe's album came out on the 6th, right? Mm-hmm. It's the 14th as we're recording this. So his album came out on the 6th. He has an Eminem verse with Mary J. Blige. He threw those like four. I'd probably say in total, probably like five bars in that direction. You know what I'm saying? And Nick Cannon was like, all right, cool. And he saw his layup. Nick Cannon's been out here making money forever. We disrespect Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon's the corny dude. It's cool, whatever. But Nick Cannon.
He does his shit.
He sees money.
He's doing his thing. He's a businessman for real.
This is his opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Cool. Let me. All the battle rappers I have who I put on my show 3 years ago who haven't been doing shit, let me finally try to use them for something right now.
But the thing is,
I've been
too,
paying
like,
these niggas checks and let's see if it pans out.
Yeah, no, this is one of those shits too where like I could hear like the tracks that Nick Cannon did, both of them. I could probably hear both of them like when I'm out somewhere. Like I wouldn't be surprised like if that shit came on. But
the
like
Cannon song?
Yeah, but like hearing Eminem shit
is crazy.
I don't think crazy. That Nick Cannon song.
Why would those
be
songs
anyway?
Play?
Not like they were dope as fuck. Like they did a lot of damage to Eminem, but like the beat and the shit that they rapped.
The beat on the second one was dope.
Yeah.
The first one, that's not a club song. Nobody's gonna bump that.
Motherfuckers, I don't know, bro.
But you can't even get a bop to that. You can't even.
No, I also feel like it's
shut
like
the
a,
fuck
hey,
up.
I'm really mad this is a podcast because they missed me getting my bag.
Yeah, y'all missed that shoulder move.
I was gonna say it's a whole lot of shoulders, man.
But no, man, I feel like I was thinking like Nick Cannon just saw this as an opportunity to turn, like, I mean, like you said, he's already doing his thing, he's getting his money and everything, but it's like, yeah, he saw this as an opportunity to bring more attention, like. When MGK and Eminem had that thing going, that shit was blowing
shit
up. I didn't listen. I didn't like it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't into that stuff. But all the attention it was getting, shit, Nick could have been.
I liked the MGK one.
I like the MGK song. And I don't even like MGK like that.
I don't like him.
Yeah, don't
MGK
like,
has
it's a crazy
joints,
part.
So.
But I like that song.
Bitch, I'm from the land till I die. That shit bumps. I
don't know.
Till I die.
Oh, yeah,
by MGK,
I know what song you're talking about.
That shit bumps. But this is what I wanted to talk about. This is my main thing that I just wanted to ask. If we're done with the songs real quick, what are you supposed to do if you are Nick Cannon? No, I'm not. I was gonna do like make it somebody else, but no, let's like that. Let's talk about it. If you're Nick Cannon and Eminem sends some bars at you, you're not gonna go fight him. So what? You rap back, but you're obviously not capable of winning this fight. So if I'm chilling right here right now and some dude just walks in, he could obviously beat me the fuck up and he mushes my fucking face. Now as a man, I could get up and try to fight this nigga. Even though I know Everybody in here knows. He knows I'm gonna lose this fight. But what, like, what position is he in? What's he supposed to do? Eminem just came up and mushed this nigga, knowing that Nick Cannon can damn well not rap with him. Mm-hmm. What the fuck you want? Like, he did the best thing he could do. Hey, deadass. You look like you like
Eminem
Tupac.
Hasn't replied.
You like Tupac? You're a Tupac guy? This is like Tupac's fault for hit him up. When he put fucking Junior Mafia on that shit, he was like, I ain't even got... Hey, I'm going to let my little niggas bomb on you.
No, that was his squad, not Junior Mafia.
But now it's Black Squad.
Yeah, it's okay. Whatever. Now it's the Black Squad. Bro, what the fuck were the Junior... It was Junior squad. Mafia and what the fuck were their names?
Bad... Junior Mafia.
No, Tupac's got rapped on that song. It was Lil C's. No, Lil C's is in Junior Mafia. It's okay.
Yeah.
This is gonna be in 30 years.
This is LA.
This is gonna be in 30 years when our kids are like, who was on the Black Squad? It was it was Royce the 5'9". No, that was Eminem. 50 Cent. No. No, it was Crooked. Nah, fuck, it wasn't Crook. Who the fuck?
Yeah, bro. Definitely. Hey, it's exactly that.
Oh, they're gonna be like, who was on the Black Squad?
That's crazy. What's his?
Give it up for the Black Squad.
Death Row Records, I guess, but that's it.
Oh my God, the aftermath bars. We're not gonna.
Can we not get into
all the candy punchlines? What he said? How you and Eminem and you mad? A starburst on the scene.
Hey, starburst on the scene was
Billy said. You were Eminem. No, I'm pointing sticks at it. Now it's a Kit Kat.
Yep. Oh my God.
You better get back.
Conceited.
That was fucking dumb.
Bro, oh my God. He said, whatever your name is, I think it's Eminem. Shut the fuck up, shit.
Yo, that. When Nick said, you ain't a legend, I was like, what?
He's a legend.
He's
a whole legend. He's like, you're a drug addict. You can't be a legend.
Told him.
Most of our legends are drug addicts. Just in general.
That's pretty much everyone. Yeah.
Presidents were on coke. Like,
man. Nick Cannon thinks he's Papa Doc out here. Got himself take his white ass back across 8 Mile.
Bro.
Hey.
Bro. Bro. That shit's ridiculous, man.
These niggas are wild, son.
Bro, what other terrible bars did they have, man? Bro, the kill shot from... You would have never thought you'd get this kill shot from a cannon. Was fire. I loved it.
Bro, like, I don't know. This beef is funny. I hope it goes on for a while, though. Because, you know, most beefs nowadays kind of just die off quick. I want this shit to last. Because this has gone on since Obsessed.
Wait. Elvis Pusley. My bad, I'm sorry, man. You can still hear?
Yeah, we good. We still rocking.
That nigga said, why you got these why they got me up here battling Elvis Pusley?
Elvis Pusley. That was...
No, that wasn't it.
You couldn't think of something else?
No, he said the chauffeur got a video of him sucking a
dick. Oh, that's what I wanted to bring up.
We didn't address the dick sucking at all.
Oh, my God.
Bro, because this puts what if I told you I was gay in so much more perspective.
Exactly. Yeah.
You've heard what if I told you that I was gay?
I did not hear that.
Bro, yeah. I'm not sure we have enough time to punch in.
You know Joyner Lucas, the controversial rapper? He did that.
So Joyner Lucas and Eminem have a song called What If I Told You I Was Gay? They rap about... If they were gay, and what they would do if they were gay.
It's not a what if.
Hey,
what would?
Hey, you know, Joyner Lucas be in his video bag. I wonder what they're gonna do for the video. Oh, I wonder. I can't wait for that one. Man. This is the cinematography.
That's just clowning, though.
Hey, bro, low key, Joyner Lucas stole Mariah Carey's whole shit, bro. With the whole the storytelling in the videos, she had that
on lock. She had the goatee game on lock.
It was like one of those like kind of like try to be funny and shit. You know, and that's Eminem. Funny. He tried to be funny in all his videos and shit.
It's super funny because I told these niggas and they were like, "Wait, what are you talking about?" And then they didn't believe me. I told them 2-3 more times and I pulled that shit up. They were like, "Oh shit, what this is?" Like, yeah, no, I told you.
Couldn't fucking believe it, man.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Where else can you get this content?
And it's crazy because, like, for this many years, that's what I believed. And now, like,
Now your world's just been flipped upside down.
Why are you so obsessed with me?
Every time you hear that
Eminem
shit.
With his that fucking goatee is, oh my God.
Hey, bro, but Eminem only had a goatee for like that's perfect a very comedy. Short amount of time.
That's perfect comedy. Yeah, we needed that. Yeah, we needed that goatee in there.
And you're like, I wonder how much that dude got paid. I'm like, nigga, that's Mariah Carey.
This shit
Mariah
was.
Carey.
Bro, it's Mariah Carey and a goatee playing Eminem. It's incredible.
That's funny.
As Nick,
she
as
did
Nick
that Eminem shit
say,
for his video, bro.
It's incredible. Bro, I'm out here podding, bro. This shit's ridiculous. Y'all can't pod with me.
You fucking wild, son.
Bro, I'm the pod father. Y'all gonna have to start calling me the pod father.
Pod father.
Bro, that's who
that's,
I am.
That's a good name. Right?
Bro, yeah, pod father. Bro, I am the pod father. What the fuck do we need to
you
talk?
You come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding,
and you say you want me to produce a podcast. This is what I do for you.
And you want me to speak about Nick Cannon.
You need to get an RSS feed. pay me. Well, no, we'll talk our numbers. My email's in the fucking links below. No, but what are we? Hey, what else y'all have to say about? Why the fuck did they start this the Suge Knight song, and then after Suge Knight ended? It immediately went to some R&B nigga singing beautifully and elegantly. And I was like, I thought this was a diss track.
Right.
It was just Suge Knight. And now you have fucking Ray J singing. Like, who the fuck is this? Bro, that shit was beautiful.
That nigga Ray J, he be wild too.
Bro, who was that singing?
I think it was Conceited, actually.
Singing?
Yeah, he was singing on
that. Swear to God.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know Conceited sang.
Me neither. Now we... Fucking, hey, the Black Squad does anything.
Hey, yeah, the Black Squad, hey, if you need a squadron.
they do it all.
Hey, they're a Swiss Army knife. The Black Squad, they got all them shit.
They got the scissors, the can opener. The corkscrew that don't really work, it just bends straight when you try it.
You know what it is. What them tiny ass knives gonna do?
What the fuck? Like the little scissors. Like, what are the scissors gonna cut? And they only extend like super far.
Bro, hey, one day we're gonna do a breakdown on Swiss Army knives. That's the next pod. Hey, how many things does it take to be in it for it to be classified a Swiss Army knife? A Swiss Army, like, if it's like three, does that count, or is it just like, ooh, that's a fancy switchblade?
Bro, motherfuckers just try to flex.
No, it's just that's just a butterfly knife. That's not.
Yeah, and then the actual knife ain't even sharp. Yeah, it's not even sharpened.
There's mini butter knife in there, real quick.
Bro, how do niggas do that butterfly
shit? I think you got to be Mexican to do it.
Yeah. You got that shit?
Yeah, bro.
Hey, now y'all be playing that finger. What the fuck do y'all call this? That everybody can't see what I'm doing.
The roulette fingers. I don't
when
know.
When you spread your hand and you stab in between each finger with a knife.
I'll chop my finger off trying to do that.
You never done that before?
I did it. Once
I've done it before.
I used to do it with like a pencil in school.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No knife.
If you, bro. If drunk done drunk school, at, drunk at a house party, the back of a fork. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The normal end. Yeah. Or not the handle side. Bam, bam, bam. Ooh. Look at me, girls. Look at how cool I am. Look at my dexterity.
I've got such good hand-eye coordination.
Exactly. What are you doing tonight? I like this nigga, man. He's cool, man. Where'd Tommy come from? Yeah, Tommy with the Tommy? Hey,
Tommy,
I like...
Tommy keep the Tommy.
Hey, they should have got you for the fucking Black Squad, man.
Hey, I don't think Black Squad would be ready for me yet.
No, hey, Rob. Hey, wait. All of us have to spit a bar at Eminem right now.
With the red team.
No, we all got to shoot at Eminem. What's your bar? If I called you, it's like, hey, bro, this nigga M was just bugging on the Twitter. He was bugging on the pod, bro. I need you. What's your haymaker for Eminem?
I'm like, Marshall, you must have lost your marbles.
That's that Mexican magic right there, boy. Marshall lost his marbles. Hey, we forgot that Target bars. He said, I'm not in competition with this Target. What you shopping at, Marshall's?
Oh,
but it was so bad. It was so bad.
They just jumped him on a rap song.
No, they didn't.
And it didn't work. And they didn't work, though.
Hey, it's all Tupac's fault. I blame Tupac. Work. Tupac started this shit. God, he set this precedent. That's just ridiculous. What's your M&M bar?
My M&M
bar. I was giving you time to think.
Oh, man.
I gave you time to think. I wasted my time.
All right, look.
Lost the marbles.
Marshall lost his marbles.
I think he wins the prize for the best Marshall bar. Off the top of the head.
Right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just going to tell me to do it off rip. Yeah. I gave you some shit and then not.
What? I got mine right now, bro. Oh, fuck is you, Eminem? I'll give a...
No, don't you Starburst.
Put a million on the head of an Eminem. Ooh. My killer. I tried. It was almost
okay. They hit Eminem with them synonyms, made them choke like a spoonful of cinnamon.
Challenge. Eminem challenge? Is this what this is?
Hey bro, but if you heard about antonyms and synonyms, if I see Eminem, guess what? I'm sending him. to the Lord. Cause I'm gonna kill him. That's what that was. It was a gun bar. Hey, you know what's super dope when people like explain jokes? Like, nigga, no, I got it. It just wasn't funny. You're just like, it didn't hit for me, boss. But yeah, no.
Man, that was funny though.
No, the best part is that rest in peace, Nick Cannon was trending on Twitter for 2 days. That's my favorite part.
Oh man.
It's just fucked up. Twitter gonna stop playing, man.
Man.
Somebody on Twitter said it's funny that Eminem didn't have to rap and Nick Cannon got killed. He did rap. Y'all just don't like Fat Joe.
What's the one main thing everyone roasts Nick Cannon about? His rap career. He was like, this is my chance. I'm going to show they ass.
Hey, no, he's been holding that in for a while. He was like, you know what?
He wanted I can't wait cred? Till,
yeah.
This is it right here. This is
and
it.
And the worst part is I fuck with Nick Cannon.
I like Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon's cool as shit.
I don't like this Nick Cannon, though. I'll tell you that.
You don't like rapper Nick?
Yeah.
They should have Eminem.
How do you feel about Capper Nick? No. I try, bro.
But hey, I think Eminem's going to hire Fat Dude from Drumline to come punch on Nick Cannon real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Fat Dude from Drumline. What's the fat dude from Drumline?
The one Nick Cannon was beating on his drum and he punched his ass.
Yeah, he spun his drum. Yeah. He spun the drum and Drumline and then started beating on his shit. The nigga had the fucking... It was in his mouth.
The little strap.
You know the British policeman motherfucker with the big fuzzy hat?
France?
He had one of them hats on, but he had a little a chin strap over it. But he had a double chin, so it didn't fit. So it went in his mouth. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. He was wearing the white. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Atlanta A&T. Yeah.
This is why we need the YouTube, man.
Hey, no, I've had a lot of visual jokes this podcast. It's early as shit. That's why. I still got energy. I'm about to go to work and shit and be mad.
Hey, man, go make that money, though, son.
Is there anything else y'all want to talk about before we get out of here? Oh, I cut my hair.
You got the haircut?
We didn't address that, you know. I just felt like, you know, the listeners would care because they see me every episode when they listen to the podcast and we're not on YouTube anymore. Nah, is there anything you want to talk about, man?
No, I think we good.
Christmas is coming up. We actually got to talk about that. We're going to have to record a day earlier.
Christmas.
Yeah, because I'm going out of town for Christmas.
So. Oh, okay. Look at you with these plans. Where you going, son?
Hey, don't
somewhere
worry.
Where there's snow? You trying to change the weather up?
Hey, I'm not going nowhere where it's snow, man. It's going to be nice and hot. A new location I've never been before. Oh, it's going to be a good time,
look
man.
At you motherfucker. This what the whole haircut is for?
Bro, I'm booked and busy, motherfucker. Baby. I'm booked and busy, baby. You know what it is. And I ain't got chlamydia no more, so I had to switch up the vibes.
Okay, you out here
first. Hey, I had to switch the vibes up. Hey, my chlamydia cleared up, so I cut my hair off. Man, the chlamydia podcast was really funny.
That was a wild.
We did a podcast when I had chlamydia, and that was a good time.
Man. I hate to say it, man, but I've been hit before, too, back in the
day. Hey, man.
Oh, man, both of you guys. You guys are both fucking wilding.
Yeah, you know what? The only reason that you would know is if you go get checked. So these niggas who sit here talking shit on me, when's the last time you got checked? That's what I like to say to niggas. Like, you make a joke to me? When's the last time you got checked? It wasn't burning when I peed or anything like that. I was out here raw fliggity god, bro.
No, it burned when I peed.
No, I was chilling, bro. I had no symptoms.
I woke up one morning and I was like, oh no.
Damn, you know who hit you?
Yeah, I know who hit
me. Damn. No, I didn't know. So I had to make some phone calls and it sucked because Like I said, I didn't have any symptoms. So I was like, damn, I don't know how many phone calls I need to make. This isn't fair to me. Like, what if I go back too far and I just start outing myself to me? But no, man, that shit was a funny week or two. It was just a week.
Yeah, that
well,
week.
Well, I guess, I mean, I don't really know how long I had it because I didn't have any symptoms. I could have had chlamydia my whole life. Well, that's not true because I get tested. But you know what the fuck I mean. Shut up, Ryan.
Hey, I'm glad you're doing well, bro. You out here safe.
Hey, no, I saw you pull out your phone to snap. Nice. I'm not going to talk about my chlamydia on the snap. You got me fucked up. We know too many people in common, bro. You got... Hey, I don't even think the snap seen the cut yet, bro. I look fucking... On my mama, on my hood, hey. I look fly, I look good, test my swag. No, I don't know the rest of the words. What else do y'all want to talk about, man? Let's get the fuck out of here.
I think we covered everything.
Yeah.
Again, rest in peace to Juice WRLD.
Oh, shit. Hey, no, rest in peace, Juice WRLD, man. That shit's fucking ridiculous.
You know what's crazy? Like, I was just listening, you know, because I was going through, like, some of his musics and shit like that. And I'm listening to this song called Legends that he did. For like Lil Peep and for X. You know, it's like one of them songs, you know what I mean? Sad and shit.
The one with the 21-year-old bar?
Yeah.
The 27 Club?
The 27 Club.
We ain't making it past 21.
We ain't making it past 21. And I'm like, dog, what the fuck? So crazy. And this young man passed at 21.
R.I.P. Juice WRLD.
R.I.P. Juice WRLD, bro.
I still see your shadows in my room.
Oh. Crazy, man. But, yeah, bro.
Yeah, close it out like that. Let me see. This is 23?
22.
Yeah, because we're leaving the last one up. I'm not deleting that shit just because you wanted to fuck up. No, fuck. Yeah, fuck me. Hey, listeners, please comment on how
22.5.
Please, well, that's what we'll do. We'll do 22.5. That's fair. Because I hate when niggas do two podcasts in 1 week and, like, just to bounce their numbers up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they've been out here working as long as we have. We've been out here for 130 episodes if I didn't fuck up. Hey, low-key niggas don't understand how many episodes Breon fucking accidentally deleted and shit like that, man. But, it's
disgusting.
Nah, hey, this has been another episode of the Toxic Vibes Podcast. Thank you, Tommy, for showing up, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Glad to be here. Thanks for having
me. Midwest
Movement,
bro. Hey, whenever you want to come back, bro. Tuesdays, what? Tuesdays at 6. You know what it is, bro. We out here with the Big and 9. Shout out to all our listeners, SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, anywhere where you get your podcast from, Flickr, Stitcher, all that good shit, except for Spotify because fuck them niggas. Yeah, shout out to all the listeners. Like, comment, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. It's another episode of the Toxic Vibes Podcast. Sometimes we're toxic.
Sometimes we vibe, baby.
Thanks for being on the ride. You know what the fuck it is. Bitch!